Bands of America's Break Ranks with Dan Potter is a free service of Music for All. The Bands of America Marching Band Regional, Super Regional, and Grand National Championships are presented by Yamaha.
Long, hot hours of rehearsal for a few minutes of performance and a few seconds of applause. But the effort can change your life. When you go for it, when you break ranks.
Welcome to Break Ranks. I'm Dan Potter. I don't know if you could have scripted a more exciting second weekend of BOA Regional Championships. In both Mason, Ohio and Arlington, Texas, the performances were electric, the scores were tight, and the emotions real. In a very cold Mason, Ohio, the Centerville Jazz Band of Ohio continued its long record of Bands of America regional wins, taking top honors over two formidable Kentucky bands, Bourbon County and Paul Lawrence Dunbar. It was Centerville's general effect score that put them over the top because they tied Bourbon County in music and Paul Lawrence Dunbar in visual. The voice of Bands of America, Chuck Henson, was there, bundled up.
It was the coldest regional I can remember in a long time. And you know, when it's cold in the press box, it's really cold outside.
Yeah.
I think that the wind was about 24 miles per hour gusting, and the temperature was only 42. So, you know, it was brutal, especially for prelims. The wind died down for finals, and everybody got better, markedly better in finals. But it was tough on everybody for prelims.
Centerville wins again, and I didn't really realize this until yesterday looking at the numbers. They have won more BOA regionals than any other band, and that was number 18.
It doesn't surprise me. It's, you know, I mean, that program is steeped in history and tradition, and they've also been participating in events longer than many other programs have. But what Centerville does better than many, many people is remain consistent with that kind of an excellent program year in and year out. You know, we all take for granted that kids graduate and that you see a band and we're like, oh, Centerville's here, or LD Bell's here, or Broken Arrow's here, or whoever it is here. But they cycle children year in and year out. And for those programs of that caliber to remain that consistent year in and year out says one thing to me. That's one heck of a great parent organization. That's one heck of a good support system they have within their administration and their community. And of course, the teachers that are standing in front of those people, exemplary educators.
So tell me about the rest of the show. I mean, Mason was also there. Paul Lawrence Dunbar was there. Bourbon County, who I saw in Richmond a couple of weeks ago, was there.
How about Bourbon County, huh?
Yeah. Small school, but mighty. And they, in the big show Saturday night, tied for music with Centerville.
They are for real. You know, one of my favorite things about Bands of America shows in general is that there is a preconceived notion that some people who don't participate think about what it takes to do well at a BOA show. And what it actually takes to do well at a BOA show is to play well. If you play well, you will do well at these shows, which then backs up into music education and the teachers and putting the right, you know, people in front of those kids. Bourbon County plays so well. It is amazing. And of course, you know, everybody says, you know, the Kentucky bands and their feet, man, they can execute. And they're doing it at a very, very high level this year. I also really enjoyed Lincoln Way East. Their show was magnificent. It is sophisticated. It is fun. It's called Unravel, and it's bolero. The whole show is bolero. And they start with a single acoustical guitar player in the center of the field. They start and end on that same kid. And he's tremendous. And the whole show is built around it. And it's beautiful. It's something they're going to take a while to make perfect. But based on what I saw on Saturday night, they've got a lot of great stuff ahead of them, too.
Centerville was also the Class 4A champion at the Mason, Ohio Regional. Dunbar takes the 3A title, Bourbon County 2A, with LaSalle High School of Cincinnati bringing home the 1A trophy. Meanwhile, in the Lone Star State, at
BOA Arlington Palestine High School was the 1A champ. Wakeland High of Frisco, Texas claimed the 2A honors. Legacy High School out of Mansfield, Texas topped 3A. And it is a first ever BOA regional championship for James Bowie High School out of Austin, also the 4A champ in prelims. In finals, Bowie topped 2008 BOA Grand National Champion L.D. Bell by the slimmest margin possible, 5/100ths of a point, with Bell taking visual, Bowie taking music, and the two tying in general effect. And there was an emotional undercurrent to Bowie's success in Arlington. As was the case last week with North Hardin High School of Kentucky, Bowie began its marching season in the shadow of a tragedy. Longtime Bowie band director Bruce Dinkins died in his sleep while attending a band conference in Oregon over the summer.
You know, it's been a long season, and, you know, we've had a great inspiration that left us, and we just want to continue the tradition. And I think that we've done that, and we've had a great time today.
Kim Shuttlesworth is now the head band director at Bowie.
What do you think Bruce would have thought if he were here tonight?
He would have said, "Way to go, kid." And he would have said, "You better win," kind of thing. He was a very competitive person, but he's very passionate about music education. And he, what we talk about is just being, giving up your talent for someone else and not being so selfish. Because we're, you know, and being able to give it what we wanted. I think he would tell us that we gave the crowd something, and we gave ourselves today. We left our imprint today.
Is it significant that it was over a former BOA Grand National Champion and it was so close, 5/100ths of a point?
We don't really necessarily talk about winning a lot with them. We talk about giving the great performance that you can give. We knew it was going to be close. L.D. Bell is a spectacular band program, one that many, many people look to as a great example. I look to it. I try to figure out, you know, how do they do that all the time? It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. And we work this year just to better ourselves as musicians and better ourselves as people. And I couldn't ask for anything more.
What do you think this portends for the rest of the season? Is this momentum?
I think that's what you'd call it. This group is very driven. It's an unspoken driven sometimes. I think one of the kids came up to me just a minute ago and said, "You are going to kick our butt now, right? Because we're not finished." And we talk about finishing something, and this is just the beginning. So hopefully we'll keep going.
What other BOA shows are you going to be at?
We're traveling to BOA Atlanta. We have never done that before, and we're excited to go to that coast and see what those bands are like, and hopefully get a taste of Texas a little bit, and then we're going to BOA San Antonio this year.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Kyle Ponder, Senior.
Brent Smith, Senior.
Casey French, Junior.
And the Graves, Senior.
How much did you think about Mr. Dinkins today?
I try and think of what he taught me. He was such an inspiration to me, and I miss him so much that I think about his teaching more than I do him, because I think that's what he would want me to do.
Everyone out here is wearing a wristband, a black wristband that says, "All who enter." It's a phrase that he said that's actually hanging in the band hall. "To all those who enter, you are subject to the relentless refining process of music through uncompromising standards." That's kind of our motto for the whole year. Remembering, obviously, that he said it, but most importantly, that this band does not rely on our past, what we've done in the past, what we think we can do later. This band is set on making ourselves better always and never resting till we get it absolutely the best we can play it.
What Bruce taught me was always play with as much passion as you can. And like Michelle was saying earlier, don't be selfish what you have. Like, show your emotion on the field, because, like, this is what we're here for. We're here for the passion and the love for the music. And that's what Bruce was all about. He was all about passion and love for every little note he played or heard. It was just amazing. So I felt him in my heart, yes.
Mr. Dinkins was the foundation of this band. Like, he built this band off of what he knew, off of what he was taught in school, off of what he wanted us to know. And he was definitely about the music. He was definitely about the passion. He was definitely about teaching us everything that he knew. I felt him so much tonight. It was just a performance definitely from him.
BOA fans in Atlanta and the Southeast will get a rare chance to see one of the best in Texas performing at the Georgia Dome Super Regional on October 29th, and the Bowie Outdoor Performing Ensemble will cap off its BOA season the next week in San Antonio. If you can't be at either of those shows in person, both of those Super Regionals, along with St. Louis and, of course, Grand Nationals, all of them will be webcast live on the Music for All Fan Network, mfa.thefannetwork.org.
Remember, subscribe to Break Ranks on iTunes and never miss a show. I'm Dan Potter, back with another Break Ranks on Friday. Until then, go for it.
Break Ranks.